Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Good morning. It is Monday morning, as you well know. Every Monday and Wednesday, we like to try and make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. And we can do that with your help and, of course, with Hot Care. So it is Monday morning. It's 7:45.
We received some information about a very intelligent, resilient grade 6 learner named Jaden, who is diagnosed with Stargardt disease at the age of 6. And it's an eye condition that leads to irreversible vision loss. And today, Jaden is classified as legally blind. But despite this, he remains in mainstream school with teachers working tirelessly to enlarge his textbooks, to adapt lessons, and help him keep up with his peers. So he has some basic assistive technology, but as he's entering senior primary and prepares for the next stage of his education, the demands of his education are going to be outpacing the current device that he has. But I thought, so that we can have an understanding of what Stargardt disease even is, we're joined on the line by Renee Frey, who is Jaden's optometrist. Good morning, Renee.
Morning, Bunny.
Tell us, Renee, you know, I've never heard of Stargardt, and it sounds like a terrible, terrible thing to have a diagnosis of at such an early age. Talk us through the condition and what it means to a young man like Jaden.
Sure, yes, it is absolutely devastating. It is a disease that starts in young children and young adults. And what happens is the nerve cells in our eyes, especially in the center part of the eye, actually dies off. And this means our detailed vision that we need to see something directly in front of us actually deteriorates to such an extent that you need magnification devices to actually make you see just like what somebody else is seeing. So it makes you extremely dependent on help from other people to enlarge textbooks, like, for example, in his case. So, and the normal device, the normal magnifying glasses that you will buy is not strong enough to help because his vision is so poor. So you really need to whip out quite expensive technology to assist him to be independent, because that's what you want him to be, to have that independence, to make sure that we assist his learning, to give him better confidence and improve his self-image just by being able to do things himself.
Yeah, I understand the school that he's in right now does a lot to try and intercede.
Yes,
there
absolutely.
For him, and like you say, magnifying textbooks and blowing things up, and so.
Yes.
But it's kind of teetering on the edge where he may need to go into a special needs school, but that's not what
yes.
he needs, because he's a very, very bright boy. It's just that his vision is letting him down.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Mm. So we're also joined on the line this morning by Jaden's mum. Good morning, Irene. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking, Bunny, and yourself.
Wonderful, thank you. So Renee has kind of detailed Jaden's situation, and, you know, I think maybe our listeners would benefit to know from a mum's perspective what it's been like, how the journey's been like for your family with his eyesight changing over the past few years, what it's like balancing his needs with his realities at home.
Well, Ronnie, I can tell you it's been quite a journey, as far as we've also, like yourself, you've said now you've never heard about the Stargardt when we first heard about it as well. We didn't even know anything like that existed. So yeah, it's been quite a journey for his day-to-day. You know, he has bad days, he has good days. With his bad days, you know, you really can't get any much out of him, because then, you know, he struggles with mostly the schoolwork, you know, like even watching television. Currently, you know, if I see he's almost sitting on the television, and we've got like a big television for him to watch the TV. But yeah, it's quite a struggle with that. On a good day, you'll know, he will sit a little bit further, and he will be coping with all of that. But the homework and so currently, you know, as the grades are growing, the work gets small.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see he can be struggling with, even with his device. So currently I am sitting with him. I'm working until about, you know, 3:30 in the afternoon. Then I sit with him, then I do the physical homework with him, and when it's study time for exams, you know, I sit with him, I read for him, I do the studies with him, because even with his devices that he's currently having, you know, he sits longer to read something, so I can sit and read for him, and he can basically repeat with me, you know, with his devices. He takes a bit longer because obviously it's not adaptable to what he's currently needing. So, yeah, it's been a journey, and, you know, I'm quite sure that going forward, we are hoping that, you know, he will get better on this learning condition that he's currently in. But, yeah, as the grades go on, I'm quite sure it's going to be more difficult.
Yeah. Now, I can only imagine as the academic demands increase, he's in grade six now, but obviously he'll be heading into grade seven soon, high school and beyond. I mean, we're talking about the rest of his life. You know, he's a capable young man. And we said a little earlier, it's not that he needs to go to a special needs school. It's just that he needs the device that will allow him to see clearly so that he can participate and keep up with his peers. Renee, the device that he has now, you know, what is the next step? Because like Irene was saying, the demands are increasing. His academic demands are increasing. What is the device that Jaden needs now to see him through this year, up into grade seven, into high school and beyond?
Sure. So this is a computer-assisted device that takes a picture of whatever he needs to read, and then he uses software via a laptop to be able to manipulate that image. With other words, enlarge, move. So it's got a dedicated camera that he takes a picture of, and then it allows him to then make it bigger. Where the current device he has, it's got one magnification setting, and that's it. And if it's not good enough, then that's it.
Yeah. And I see, I'm looking at some of the information that was sent to us, that MagniLink and keyboard set, that very important piece of kit for Jaden's life, is extraordinarily expensive.
Very expensive. And something as simple as a keyboard, there's no way that Jaden can see a standard keyboard.
Right.
So it has to be a specialized keyboard that has got enlarged keys, enlarged letters, and they use colors to make it easier to identify certain areas as well. So that will assist him to be able to learn to type and make that independence grow quicker and quicker.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we want for him, is independence and dignity, and obviously, you know, a bright light to shine on his future, because I see, you know, he's a very capable young man, a very intelligent young man, and just this piece of kit is kind of pivotal to his next steps in life. Irene,
life-changing.
It would be life-changing, right? Irene, I understand that there's been some difficulties in the financial side in terms of retrenchment with your husband, and you know, it's such an important part of Jaden's future, but it's just something that the family can't handle at the moment.
Yes, that's correct, Bunny. We've been having a bad year for 2025.
Well, it was Renee that put us in touch with you, Irene. She's the one who brought Jaden to our attention here on Hot 102.7. And our listeners have a huge heart for people like you who are resilient, who are tenacious, you don't give up. You're not the kind of mum who's going to be like, oh, well, that's just the end of that. And so I'm very, very privileged to be able to say to you that with Hot Cares and our friends at EcoMed, we're really honored to be able to step in and cover the full cost of that MagniLink and keyboard set to the value of 80,000 Rand.
Thank you so much. That's so great. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It's so important that Jaden not only gets through grade six, but he gets through grade six with confidence. He gets through to grade seven and carries on for that bright future that he so richly deserves, and stays in mainstream school because that's where he's supposed to be.
I'm quite sure it's definitely going to make a big difference in his life.
Well, thank you, Renee, for letting us know about the Fundiefa family, and of course for giving us the opportunity to make a meaningful difference in their lives. So thank you.
Thank you to you guys as well, and everybody in the 102.7 listenership that contributes. It really makes a difference.
Perfect. Thank you so much again for all the help and assistance. It's really much appreciated.
Absolutely. I wish I could take credit for it, but like I said, it's the 102.7 listeners who are really, we know that it really does take a village.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.